At 16, Belly measures her life in summers. Not school years, but summers at Cousins Beach with the Fisher family. This is where everything meaningful happens, where she swims until her fingers prune, where she stays up talking until dawn breaks over the ocean, and where she's loved Conrad Fisher since she was 10 years old. The summer house feels more like home than anywhere else, with its weathered deck, the smell of sunscreen and salt air, and the comforting presence of Susanna Fisher, her mother's best friend. But this summer feels different. When Belly arrives at the beach house, both Fisher brothers, moody, distant Conrad, and friendly, reliable Jeremiah, look at her differently. Conrad gives her a quick once-over before turning away, while Jeremiah does a double-take, as if seeing her for the first time. The annual tradition of the boys tossing her into the pool fully clothed takes on new tension when Belly pulls Conrad in with her, and he catches her foot underwater, creating an electric moment between them before dunking her under. Something has shifted. The boys, who once saw her as just Stephen's annoying little sister, now see her as something more. And as the summer unfolds, Belly finds herself caught between her lifelong crush on Conrad and her growing connection with Jeremiah, a triangle that will shape her life for years to come. Conrad, the quintessential oldest child, carries himself with responsibility and intensity. He plays guitar alone, secretly smokes by the pool, and maintains emotional distance with his brooding silence. Yet, occasionally, his guard drops, teaching Belly poker with lingering touches or driving her home after a party gone wrong. Jeremiah contrasts his brother completely, cheerful, affectionate, and reliably kind. He teaches Belly to drive stick shift, accompanies her to movies Conrad refuses, and lifts her spirits on difficult days. While Conrad offers just enough attention to sustain Belly's hopes, Jeremiah provides unwavering friendship. This difference crystallizes when Conrad stands Belly up for the carnival. Finding her dressed up and fighting tears, Jeremiah takes her himself, wins her a stuffed dolphin, and buys cotton candy. Atop the Ferris wheel, Jeremiah confesses, "I see you differently than Conrad does. You're more than just my friend, Belly." The moment hangs between them, full of possibility, until the wheel resumes its motion. The summer of Belly's 16th year holds a devastating secret. Susanna's cancer has returned and spread to her liver. Everyone knows, except Belly, Conrad, Jeremiah, Stephen, and both mothers. The truth emerges during an argument when Belly confronts Conrad about his mood. His face crumples as he says, "You don't know anything," before storming off. That night, Belly finds Conrad alone on the beach. He finally reveals the truth about his mother. His distance, smoking, and anger suddenly make sense. He's terrified of losing her. In this moment of shared grief, Conrad kisses Belly briefly before pulling away. "I'm sorry," he whispers, "but can you just be with me?" They sit holding hands in the rain, connected by something deeper than attraction. The beach house becomes a character itself, its walls holding years of memories as they pretend everything is normal, even as Susanna grows thinner. This summer marks the end of childhood innocence as they confront the reality that some things can't last forever. In college, Belly, now Isabel, chooses Jeremiah's reliability over Conrad's unpredictability. Jeremiah fits perfectly into her university life, bringing sandwiches during finals and offering piggyback rides when her heels cause blisters. Their relationship fractures when Jeremiah sleeps with Lacey during freshman spring break, claiming they were on a break. This betrayal devastates Belly, who had been saving herself for him. Jeremiah responds with an impulsive proposal and a modest silver ring. Though hurt, Belly accepts after he promises never to betray her again. They plan their wedding at the beach house, but Conrad's presence complicates everything. When he helps Belly shop for centerpiece vases, their unresolved tension surfaces through teasing and almost touches, revealing their lingering connection. The beach house, once their sanctuary, now becomes the battleground for their final confrontation with the past. Loss shapes all characters throughout the trilogy. Susanna's death transforms Conrad into anger, Jeremiah into embracing life, and Belly into preserving memories. The beach house serves as both comfort and painful reminder, echoing with Susanna's laughter while they try creating new experiences. Belly's parents' divorce colors her view of love. Her father's sad little apartment makes summer an escape. She contrasts her parents' relationship, rarely argued but didn't smile much either, with Susanna and Mr. Fisher's passionate dynamic, questioning what love to pursue. As her wedding approaches, Belly feels drawn to Conrad, who confesses he still loves her. "I pushed you away because I was too angry after my mother died to love you properly." Belly claims Jeremiah loves her consistently, unlike Conrad, who withdraws. Yet even while preparing to marry Jeremiah, she can't deny her connection with Conrad. When he tends to a cut on her leg, she realizes she could kiss him with just a slight lean forward, a moment that shakes her wedding certainty. On Belly's wedding day to Jeremiah, storm clouds gather as she admits she still loves Conrad a little. Though she insists she chooses Jeremiah, he declares it's not enough. He wants all of her. The wedding is called off. Years later, after studying in Spain, Belly receives an unexpected letter from Conrad. Their correspondence rebuilds their connection with newfound maturity. When Conrad appears at her graduation, Belly knows their story wasn't finished. On her wedding day to Conrad, they embrace the stormy weather, running hand in hand to their car. They exchange waves with Jeremiah, who attends with a date, representing closure and growth for everyone. The story culminates at the beach house where it all began. Belly and Conrad run into the ocean together, laughing with teenage abandon. As Conrad carries her through the waves, his promise, "I go wherever you go," echoes across their shared history. Summer Love's transformative power marked each cousin's beach summer as another stage in Belly's evolution from girl to woman. At school, she was quiet, but at Cousins, she became confident and alive. The trilogy celebrates growing up's messy, non-linear journey. Belly's mistakes, misreading signals, making impulsive decisions, following her heart unwisely, taught her that clarity often comes only in retrospect. Her path through heartbreak, family tragedy, and complicated friendships reveals that adulthood isn't about having answers, but being brave enough to ask the right questions. The story compellingly portrays how summers change us, how first loves shape us, and how finding our way home often requires leaving first. Through Belly's experiences with both Fisher brothers, we see how love guides growth. Sometimes what we've been seeking has been there all along, waiting for us to become the person who can recognize it, like the perfect summer day arriving after a long winter.